Radio Prague News. A Prague court has refused bail for former Ukrainian economy minister Bogdan Danilyshyn. Prague councillor Lukáš Plachý has resigned from office following allegations of corruption. And traffic on Czech roads is slowly returning to normal, although city transport over the weekend is to be restricted due to extreme cold. A Prague court has refused bail for former Ukrainian minister Bogdan Danilyshyn, who was detained in Prague earlier this year on an Interpol arrest warrant. The former minister, who is accused of abuse of office at home, had offered 250,000 crowns in bail and a pledge that he would not try to leave the country. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg recently confirmed that Mr. Danilyshyn had asked for political asylum in the Czech Republic. Danilyshyn is not the first member of the former administration to face such charges. Several other former high-ranking officials have been the target of similar accusations since Yulia Tymoshenko's longtime opponent Viktor Yanukovych defeated her in a tight presidential race in January of this year. The opposition says the charges are part of a political vendetta against Tymoshenko's party. Prague councillor Lukáš Plachý has resigned from office following allegations of corruption. The Social Democrat councillor offered his resignation just days after being sworn in, after being accused of having offered another party member a bribe. Mr. Plachý claims he is innocent and wants to clear his name. The mayor, Bohuslav Svoboda, has welcomed the decision, saying that the post would remain vacant until the matter was resolved. The situation on Czech roads is slowly returning to normal following 2 days of severe problems due to heavy snowfall. The vast majority of roads have now been cleared and traffic along the country's highways is slowly returning to normal. Prague's main international airport is fully operational. Complications are expected in the eastern part of the country, Moravia, which may get another 20 centimetres of fresh snow in the coming hours. Meanwhile, the western part of the country is bracing for an Arctic weekend with temperatures expected to drop to minus 25 degrees Celsius. The Prague City Transport Company says it will restrict bus and tram transport due to the extreme cold. The bout of freezing cold weather this week claimed 2 lives in the Czech Republic, both of them homeless people in Prague. Altogether, 6 homeless people have frozen to death in the big city since the onset of winter. In view of sub-zero temperatures over the weekend, police officers have been ordered to make frequent rounds of the usual sites where homeless people gather and take them to shelters. And finally, a look at the weather forecast. The coming weekend is expected to be extremely cold, with daytime temperatures dropping to minus 20 degrees Celsius. More snow is expected in the southern and eastern parts of the country. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.